Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Time to hustle and shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios, it's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 66 is the high for the day. Currently, it is 40. Clear skies on that time is 5:59.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Sandwich Day?
National Sandwich Day. Does a Philly cheesesteak, does that count as a sandwich?
I think it does.
Okay, bet. Yeah, I'll go with that.
It's a good choice.
Yeah, yeah. I needed an extra hour of sleep over the weekend.
Yes.
The Chiefs did too, because they was a little sleepy in Buffalo. Chiefs take a L, dropped the 5-4. We'll talk about it later on in the show.
Yeah, shout out to the Bills for winning their annual Super Bowl.
That's exactly what it was, D.
Of course, we got all things KC with Barrett Lucas and TMG going down at your 23s. We got to talk about dirty backing. Cam Newton and Mario have a disagreement on what it actually means. So we're going to have to bring it to Hustle and Shine.
I can't wait for that. Your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes, man. We hustling and shining on a Monday on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams. Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me
suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough. Choose what energizes you, not what drains you. Do what makes a meaningful, positive difference, not what leaves you with regret. Ask yourself how thankful you'll be tomorrow for what you're planning to do today. If you cannot envision your future self as being satisfied with your actions, make other plans. The path with the most desirable ending point does not necessarily have the most desirable starting point. Before you act, take into account where your actions will leave you after you finish. You know from experience what will bring long-term value to your life. As often as possible, remind yourself to go in that direction. Live well in the moment, but not at the expense of all the moments to come. The consequences you create today will be with you for a long time, so take care to make them positive. The forethought and discipline you exercise now will serve you far into the future. This is your opportunity to make that future the best it can be. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 67, currently 41, clear skies at Blue Springs. While speaking with TMZ, Gayle King responds to reports that she may be planning to leave CBS Mornings.
From what I'm being told inside this building, that they want me here. They like the job I'm doing. I like the job of the people that I work with. What I'm hearing in the building is not what I'm reading in the press. And what I'm not going to do is negotiate in the media. Not doing that.
Not doing that. Yeah, that I've seen this before on television shows where there's companies that they want to keep the people, but it is time for a contract renegotiation, and they do play things out in the media instead of real life telling you that
you know it.
Your time is up. So hopefully she's able to figure everything out, and, you know, she ain't got to do all this back and forth, because that can be very nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm. Especially on your good job when you in front of millions of people.
Right, your good job, yeah. With them good benefits, too. Don't forget that.
girl back.
Switching over to Atlanta. Candy Barris and Soulja Boy, they finally sit down following some online comments made by Soulja. But before they sat down, they accidentally ran into each other at the airport.
You had not put that apology on the internet and I saw you in that airport, I would have cussed your ass out. I would have looked at it as God put us here together.
That's why it was so funny to me, because as soon as I seen you and walked off, I said, boy, I'm glad I put that video out last night.
It was so random because it's not like we run into each other.
Is there a trash can over here?
I think you do.
I just want to throw up because of all the Jeffing. Like, what are we doing? Like,
why they gotta be Jeffing? Because
They wasn't finna do nothing but Jeff with each other when they saw each other. That's why what nothing happened.
You don't think
happened.
That Candy would have just cussed
Hell
them out?
No. No. No.
That's not what the streets be saying about Candy.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
Sure. She would have sang this song. Her and Soulja Boy in a new collaboration.
Soldier.
Come on, D.
You
don't think I'm not soldier.
Stop.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay, that's a tough.
Well, I guess it's Jeffin if you get out, if you're not beefing with nobody no more. It's strict over here, huh?
Okay, so the things that he said about her, though,
he just called her out of her name.
Oh,
I mean,
he just did that.
What I'm just saying, people do stuff. I mean, I feel like if you physically fight people, sometimes you might not be able to come back for that. But I do think that there is a line of, like, it's certain stuff that's just not that serious. He apologized within, like, 24 business hours. And on top of that, I'm sure he got a bunch of phone calls because Candy's well-known in Atlanta. A lot of people know, like, you're not finna play with her like that, so.
And maybe that's a good point right there. Maybe you did get a phone call. I'm built different, D. Whenever you say or do something about me or something like that, like, oh, okay. Let me take these notes.
Right,
and let me move on.
Yeah.
Not no coming together, shaking hands, dabbing up. Nah, bruh.
Yeah.
You done.
I get that. Gotta have that line.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Carla.
And we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
Election day is tomorrow. Kansas City voters will decide on if the Jackson County assessor should be in elected position, while independents will be voting on extending the 4-day school week. Mayor Lucas has some thoughts about that. He got some hot water for him. Polls are open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow for polling locations in KC, go to kceb.org. In Jackson County, go to jcebmo.org. Local elections matter. Yeah, man. Independence Day over there at the school district. They got that 4-day school district, and it seems like it's going okay.
What you think about that? I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No. You good. No, if I was a kid, I think I would adore that. I think generally as an adult, I would enjoy a 4-day work week for sure. Mm-hmm. I think the days might be a little longer, but I would take 4 longer days instead of 5 days right now.
Right.
Because it's like, bro, we was just in here.
Right. The weekend is not even, Friday does not count. I say Friday does not count for the weekend. So yeah.
What if shouldn't we work?
You work.
But, you know, I don't. With the way that the world is so connected now with a global economy, I don't see a 5-day. Everybody's used to 5 days, and I don't know if that'll change anytime soon. Maybe later, like I'm talking about 40 years or something like that. But anytime soon, I don't see that being permanent. Speaking of the weekend and how it was too short. I was just with the babies on Halloween.
I saw the videos.
Yeah, it was dope, man. Shout out to the Prospect Business Association, yes. Sharita Hutton, for having us out for their Trunk or Treat celebration. They blocked off the entire street of Linwood from like Prospect to Brooklyn.
Dope. I love that.
And it was beautiful to see.
You got some candy left over?
I didn't get any candy, as a matter of fact. None. Not
grab me a little stash or something.
Not near a chocolate drop or nothing. So yeah,
everything on sale, y'all, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't need it. And shout out to the Ivanhoe Neighborhood Trunk or Treat.
Mm-hmm.
They were on 37th and Woodland. And then Saturday, I had the honor of doing the birthday celebration of my homie Carissa. Happy birthday to you again and your wonderful family. Ooh. They treated me like I was a part of their family.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
Why I always like doing, you know, family events like that. Yeah, birthdays, absolutely. Weddings, stuff like that.
And Scorpios. I mean, Scorpios are a good time. Mm-hmm. So you kick it with them, automatically it's going to be a vibe. I mean, at Brick House, we was definitely kicking it. Shout out to Skittles. Uh-oh. Shout out to the whole staff over there. I got shout outs for them later. But we had a real good time for the I Know What You Did After Halloween. So it was a good time. I dressed up like a doctor. Doctor, I was chief of radiology.
Dr. D.
You see that?
I see.
Yeah.
You got your, when you get your master's, where you get your master's at?
ICDC.
And I'm telling Big Fort.
I got my bachelor's at, what is it, educationconnection.com. So, if you need some checkups, you know, as long as you covered under, you know, insurance, a copay, what it should do.
I'm up, hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
Shout out to all the cousins that's hitting that hustle and shine text line. We appreciate you so much. Shout out to Rich Harris, always tapped in. Lisa Aquino, she commented on us talking about maybe 4 days a week, preferably, instead of five. She said she'd rather do who? Five. She said 4 long days is a no for her. I get that, cousin. Send us some more love to Erin Nay. She wants to shout out Lincoln Prep alumni, specifically class of 99. I know that's right. I know y'all was acting a fool. Happy 19th birthday to Sanaa Sloan. That was sent over from your family. Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. She wants to send a shout out to all the businesses and organizations helping those that are furloughed and not receiving their SNAP benefits. Yeah, big love on
100%.
That. Redmond Kids at Oak Grove, and let me see, who sent us Grand Rising? Who it is? Name yourself. Thank you to everybody.
Wrong number.
Look right. Shout out to all the cousins, and big love to the whole Brick House staff over the weekend. Love them. The bartenders, oh man, great people. Shout out to Rick, KCPG Security, always making sure that the door is tended to. Shout out to Steve and Corey as well. And last but not least, big love to Bobby Wood Jr. and Michael Garcia, named 2025 Rawlings Gold Glove Award winner. So that's major. The town always winning.
Them Kansas City Rawls. Now them Kansas City Chiefs.
Make something happen and watch the hit at the end, Jim.
Epinesa, 2 straight plays all over him. Oh, boy. That could have been a lot worse.
I know they have.
Mahomes got hit 15 times yesterday as the Chiefs fall to them old Buster Buffalo Bills. And look, man, when the offensive line doesn't play well, the team don't play well. It's as simple as that. It really is with this team specifically. And that's what happened yesterday. As Mahomes was sacked, he was pressured throughout the entire game. Really couldn't get a offensive rhythm really going like how we've seen the past 3 or 4 weeks. But here's Mahomes talking about where the Chiefs stand after that loss to Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, we got, like I said, we got to learn from it, but it's kind of, it's like, you got to do it now. Like, there's no easy game coming up, and there's no more chances that we can really take losses. So, I mean, you got to learn from it fast, and we got to be better as a team. Offensively, we got to be better, especially on some of those big drives we had in the second half. And I think we'll just continue to push away and learn on this bye week. And then come back and be ready to play our best football coming off of it.
And that was that Super Bowl. You said it earlier. Mm-hmm. That the Bills play like that every time the Chiefs
regular
come to
season.
Town.
Yep.
But when the postseason comes,
when it matters,
when we get to kicking ass like we do. So yeah. I don't expect anything different from this year. The Chiefs, people gonna be tripping about the Chiefs being in the AFC right now. Y'all, we in week 9. Like, we got 17, 18 weeks of this, y'all. There's half a season left. The Chiefs will get it together. Mm-hmm. They got a bye week coming up this week, and coming off that bye week, big game, big game was at Denver.
Okay, Broncos, yep.
And then you got the Colts at home, and then, Thanksgiving against Dallas, Houston. So, yeah, he's right. The schedule does not ease up at all.
Which is good. Get them ready.
But the Chiefs will be fine, y'all. Don't trip. If a hater come to you talking, just ignore him and move on.
Yeah, don't flip nothing on him. Just move on.
Don't try it on me. You try it on the right person, hater.
Oh, Lord.
Try it on me. I'm just giving advice.
Here he go. Let me not get him started. It ain't even 7 o'clock yet.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your time. It is a high of 66. Currently, it is 39. Sunny skies at the KC Moe City Hall. NBA star Kevin Durant shares one time when he was super insecure and how he got into a little bit of a depression.
I've been depressed before, like once. I was insecure about how I looked. It was crazy.
You got depressed because of how you looked?
Yeah.
What did you do to get out of that?
I just snapped out of it because this was stupid to even care.
What's wrong with how you look?
Nothing. That's how I got out of it.
What did you think was wrong with how you looked?
I don't know, man. I was just too tall. Man, it was too skinny.
You know, D, I might be telling him a little bit too much of my business, but I don't care right now. I didn't know what depression was until I got married. Like, I guess I've been depressed my whole life.
Why you say that?
I just the symptoms of it and how people, I'm like, oh, really? That's depression? I've been going through that forever.
Mm-hmm.
I just, yeah.
Yeah. On the,
sometimes you don't realize it.
That could be true. And I will say, on the non-serious side of when people just throw around the word depression online, you know, our community has a habit of diagnosing ourselves without actually getting diagnosed. So make sure, too, if you're having a conversation about something, don't just be like, oh, I got this. Maybe have a conversation with someone that has a license or a certification. Just putting that out there. Switching gears, Alexis Fields, 46-year-old actress. She's been on everything. 101, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Moesha. Well, she's telling the men under 35 to stop inboxing her.
As head chair of the Could Be Cougars committee, I would just like to ask all of the men under 35 to stop sending me messages because you're too young. You are a baby. I'm actually grown, and I would actually ruin your life in the best way possible.
Okay.
The best way possible.
That is a solicit right there, y'all. Don't get it twisted. That is a solicit.
I'm actually grown.
That's a thirst trap.
Actually ruin your life in the best way possible.
Yes, she wants somebody. Yeah.
Time to get it up and make it happen.
Well, they on her bad. They in her comments like Squid Games going at it. So shout out, you know, look.
You know, somebody like, don't threaten me with a good time.
You freaky frog.
You know, shout out to the older people.
How you doing?
In your mid-30s, they be popping.
You on the way, D.
I'm, look, almost. I'll be 29 in December. It's getting close.
Yo, yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Another Monday, another meeting with our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us talking all things KC. Mayor Lucas, voters in Jackson County will face some decisions tomorrow as we look toward 2026. Some of these local votes and elections nationwide feel like they're hinting at a bigger political shift in 2026. What will these results tell you about where Kansas Cityans and the country are headed politically?
You know, I think there are going to be a few different things. First, in the Kansas City Metro, you have the Jackson County Assessor election to decide if it will be an elected position. That continues the revolt taxpayers have had. Republicans, Democrats, independents, people who don't care, but are just mad about property tax issues in Jackson County recently. I expect that to pass by a lot. In independents, you have the 4-day week versus 5-day week issue. I did have some comments. I was raised by a single mother who worked her tail off. The school building, my educators were a key to making me be able to succeed. But I know that is a big debate. I'm a proponent of 5 days. I know some are 4. Nationally, you got New York City, Zohran Mamdani, Andrew Cuomo. That's a race getting most of the attention. The issue is, do you go a path that looks more into affordability or more status quo? So you're going to see a lot of interesting elections in America. One thing that does give me some concern, frankly, including here in our region, KCK is one example. You have black mayors going out of office in a number of jurisdictions. We'll wait to see what happens in Kansas City, Kansas, where Krystal Watson is on the ballot, but they may be replaced by non-black mayors. That's been a trend since I became mayor. We're seeing more of. I don't think it speaks good for black political participation, but it is an interesting time in American politics.
Mayor Q, as we all hit the polls for tomorrow, you will be doing that and meeting with the Community Assistance Council. Now, you all will be discussing opportunities to expand social services in South Kansas City. What would be like the ideal outcome of that conversation?
you know, almost my entire day tomorrow will be in South Kansas City. I'm at a school in the morning as well. My goal is to make sure that we look to social services, the need to help folks in South Kansas City, and some of the ways we do in East Kansas City. You know, I was elected to city council representing East Kansas City in the northeast section of the city. A lot of people, when you think of the hood, right, you think of 27th Street, 27th and Prospect, or Benton, or something like that. We need to make sure that we continue to provide access to services to our young people, southeast Kansas City, Grandview, Raytown, and beyond. And so a lot of my goal is, how do we make sure in the southern part of Jackson County that we continue to do the work that says we have opportunities for you to find good housing, stable careers, more job training? That's what Community Assistance Council does. I will warn you, we don't have extra money. A lot of people don't have extra money. So some of it's figuring out how we can get more support from the philanthropic sector. But that'll be a big part of what we look to do tomorrow.
Talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Marin Quinn Lucas, joining us every week right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Now, the Kansas City Board of Police Commissioners, y'all just got word about a possible $1 billion budget shortfall in Missouri, and that's got some folks wondering what it means for local safety, especially business owners. On one hand, we're seeing real progress. Non-fatal shootings, they're down 32%, which is huge. But how do we keep that momentum going if state funding tightens up? And what's the plan to protect that progress and make sure that KC neighborhoods and businesses don't pay the price for cuts happening in Jefferson City?
You know, there are revenue shortfalls in a lot of areas of government. Kansas City itself predicts a $100 million shortfall. The state of Missouri predicts a $1 billion shortfall. I highlight that only because some of my haters in the world, more of my MAGAs, say, oh, the city's reckless spending, Democrats, and then you look at Republicans who have done the same thing. Generally, revenues are down in much of the country. We don't have the same levels of expenditures. I would blame it on inconsistency that we've had since President Trump was inaugurated in January. You've seen tariffs and others leading to people investing less in our economy, people buying less. That's a problem. On the police side, they gave us a wholly unrealistic budget request with a 20% or $50 million increase. At the time, we're trying to cut $100 million from the entire city. That won't go. What the police need to do, like they do every year, is reevaluate what programs aren't working, continue to invest more on patrol rather than some of the special operations areas. They have a lot of these ops. Some are good, some maybe not as efficient, but they take up a lot of our staff. So when people are saying, why did nobody respond to this? Partially because a lot of people are tied up. We need to look at 21st century staffing. We need to look at programs like our helicopter unit and beyond. And we need to make sure that they are still right-sized for modern policing in Kansas City. We'll continue to do all we can to make our communities safe. I'm taking some flack, but we helped shut down a restaurant, pardon me, a more of a liquor store at 11th and Grand. We will keep doing that work to make sure every community is safe.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas. Well, I'll let you next Monday. Have a good one. Be a blessing.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Have a great week.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:23 on your time. It's a high of 65. Currently, it is 44. Sunny skies at Fleming Park. Cam Newton and Mario sat down and had a serious debate about the definition of what Dirty Mackin' really is.
They got an obvious situation and they still rocking.
Yeah.
And then you like, nah, hold up. Kicking a door down, that's Dirty Mackin', because you like, you know, you could just wait until she be like, yo, I'm single now. No, you don't got time to wait.
So if you don't have time to wait, you're saying that that's Dirty Mackin'?
Yeah, because you don't got the time to wait. You like, oh, nah, listen, you don't need, what's going on? Nah, listen, dude, I'm him, Dirty Mackin'.
What is your definition of what Dirty Mackin' is?
It's Mario got it right. It seems like Cam is a Dirty Macker. based on that interview. Mm-hmm. But it's really like prying on somebody who you know is involved with somebody, or they're talking to somebody, or they're about to talk to somebody, or they like somebody, and you want to interrupt and try and
interrupt.
You know, well, the
like
thing
you
is,
off the market.
It's not,
you single till you marry.
It's not like you off the market. The thing mm-hmm. is like you're dry hating. It ain't even dry at that point. But you're saying anything. You're saying anything that you can to
right.
try and undermine the next man or whatever man that they yeah. talking to or whatever. And that can get you in a whole lot of trouble.
Okay, so my question is this, because I understand that, but for me, Dirty Mackin' means like you saying outlandish things, you lying on a person.
Yep, that too.
To me, that's
yep.
Dirty Mackin'. But yep. if you just happen to, and then even then, it's just kind of like, why are you going out your way to throw down the next person? But
you already know why, because they have no confidence in themselves and they know they can't get it by themselves.
But
with your lame,
But but if somebody comes to you and she like, maybe she like, what you think about so-and-so? And maybe you do kind of have feelings for her, but are you going to tell her the truth? Like, oh, buddy got this going on. FYI, is that Dirty Mackin' if it's the truth? That's my question.
Nah, if it's true.
Because you asking me, but now I got to tell you.
But why are you talking about another man? Don't add.
Let's take it out of the gender roles. If it's just another person,
I don't care who it is. Don't ask me about nobody else.
I feel
That's my thing. I'm not finna talk about nobody behind their back. Yeah. I'm not finna say nothing to you that I won't say to them.
Yeah.
But my thing is like I just don't talk behind people back. If I'm gonna say something to you, speaking I'm saying it else. To you, not to somebody else behind their back.
Yeah, I get that.
Everybody ain't built like that though.
Yeah. So watch what you're doing out there. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to step to somebody. Just step to them on
Drake.
What you actually got. I don't. Let's not
oh
even.
Oh my god.
Oh really?
You know, Drake
oh,
is
he got a whole
always,
song. Marvin's Room. Are we serious?
He got plenty of songs.
He's a Donnell dirty Mac. He's a well-known
a
dirty Mac.
Album of saying.
Ain't
he,
nobody talking about Donnell
yes,
Jones.
I'm
we
talking
about
Donnell Jones. Donnell had
a
girl.
We're talking about Champagne Poppy.
Didn't Donnell say something about the girl left? He wanted her to leave her family.
Oh my gosh.
She had kids.
That girl, and that's he, not you're getting your 2000s
no.
artists mixed up. That's not Donnell Jones, lady. Oh. That's Carl Thomas.
So we got multiple Dirty Mackers.
Yes, that's R&B.
Okay.
R&B is Dirty Mackin' a
point
lot of times.
Proven.
That ain't point proven what?
That's Dirty Mackin'. Don't blame it on Drake. You see, he always go to Drake.
He does. He got a whole song called Marvin's Room.
I know Cousins is tired.
Come on.
Y'all tired.
Yeah. Y'all tired of me pointing out the truth? Oh, my bad. I'm never going to apologize for pointing out the truth.
Pause.
Let me take this soapbox he got going. Let me some quick minor headlines. Brandy and Ray J reunited during the Atlanta Boy Is Mine tour. Aww. It was so cute, so sweet. Jeezy set the world record for the largest orchestra for a hip-hop music concert by performing his for 101 members of the Color of Noise Orchestra. That's dope. And then last but not least, the World Series. We don't matter. We don't care because we wasn't in it.
Yes,
but
another L for Drake. Another win for Kendrick.
You see how everything
to
has
LA.
To revolve around Drake?
Shout out to the Dodgers. What's up?
Y'all see what I'm talking about. Shout out to the Dodgers, though. That's that.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those secretive, intuitive, and loyal Scorpios.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to college basketball star and rapper, Flajay. Sending over a happy birthday to former NFL player who's turned activist. Happy birthday to Colin Kaepernick. A big happy birthday to Torrance Sowell. And last but not least, sending over a big Hustle and Shine happy birthday to singer-songwriter with hits like Boot Up and Trip. Now, cousin, you know you be two-stepping to her. Happy birthday to Ella Mae.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Young Dylan Stacks, Tay the King, and Mike Jones. Plus a big special happy birthday to my dog, Nathan Duckworth Sr., a.k.a. Down South, and everybody else born on November 3rd. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Gary Caldwell.
What's up, man? How you feeling, cousin?
My dog. How you doing, big cuz?
We good over
What's
here.
What's up, cousin?
What's up, cousin? Deanna Hustle in the building.
Yeah, you know it. Look, I love your energy on the Monday. This was exactly what I needed after that loss yesterday.
Yeah, this is a That's My Jam veteran right here.
We got to turn up.
All right. Hold on, what's your check engine light looking like, though?
Yeah, on this truck, man, it's a little rough.
It gets you to where you need to be, right?
Yeah, it done died on me one time already this morning.
Oh, God. No.
This morning, I'm thinking you're finna say this year.
No, I'm looking for coil packs and spark plugs right now.
Goodness. Well, after you secure this prize, hopefully you do so, we'll call the prayer warriors for you to pray over that car. But in the meantime, you ready to finish them lyrics?
Me. I think I'm ready.
I told her something must be wrong with my phone. Girl, my baby wouldn't hang up on me. Mr.
Telephone man,
There's something wrong with my line. Cause when I dial my baby's number, I get a click every time. This the telephone, man. There's something wrong with my line. Cause when I dial my baby's number, I get a click every time. This the telephone, man.
Hey, look, you did that, cousin. You ate that.
I appreciate it.
No problem. You get those two tickets to go see New Edition, Boyz II Men, Toni Braxton going down next year at the T-Mobile Center. Who you going to take with you, though?
I'll take my lovely wife.
Sound like a perfect date night.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one and only.
Need some Jeffing points. I see you right there, dog. All right.
Come on, man.
I do, too.
Whoa,
I do,
brother,
too.
Whoa,
I do,
whoa,
too.
Whoa, whoa,
all right, now. Gary, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
It's Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 J.
Making that real money.